In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their series of conversations about prodigies.
Yehuda Hanani, who's Joey Alexander?
Unlike Shirley Temple, here is a story of a boy who made the transition into adolescence and beyond adolescence very successfully, very brilliantly. His name is Joey Alexander, an Indonesian boy, by the way. I was invited to a birthday party a few years ago for a friend, and this boy, petite, tiny fellow, was standing, was not even sitting, at the piano, playing jazz to everybody's astonishment. His mother was there, and when I came to congratulate her, she was the typical mother of the Wunderkind, and she said, "He's not practicing enough. Everybody else is falling off their chairs." And her mother is, of course, being the typical mother. So he grew up in Bali, listening to his father's recording of Louis Armstrong, taught himself how to play the piano on a miniature electric keyboard that his father gave him. At age six, he was already playing. When he was nine, that's 3 years after he receives this little toy piano, at age nine, he won the Grand Prix at the International Jazz Competition. It was not a kids' competition. It was an all-age competition, and he competed against 43 mature musicians from 17 countries. This little boy wins the competition. It was then that the family realized that they have to do something with this talent.
Yeah, get him a real piano.
Yeah, if they could afford it. They bring him to New York, where Wynton Marsalis hears him. And Wynton Marsalis calls him my hero. That's a nice start. So, following his New York debut, he becomes an overnight sensation. The New York Times gets a spread on him. And Downbeat Magazine said, and I'm quoting, "If the word genius still means anything, it applies to this prodigy." That's Joey. His technical mastery, his rhythm, his improvisational gifts, his sophisticated understanding of jazz harmonies. Jazz harmonies are not simple. They're quite sophisticated. It's all there. 2016 was his first album, released at age 11. He was a runner-up for a Grammy Award for this first CD. But I want us to hear, and I'm going to speak very little about him because I really want us to hear a lot of his playing. His third recording was recorded live at Jazz at Lincoln Center and is a collection of seven songs by Thelonious Monk, who is one of his heroes, with Joey's improvisations and elaborations. So let's listen to as much as time allows to this amazing kid. Thank you.
Joey Alexander performing the song Evidence from his album Joey Monk Live. Before that, Alan Shartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.